I'd begun hanging out with white kids, punks, and hippies by the time I started smoking weed, so the first forms of smoking introduced to me were joints and bowls, and later bongs and hookahs. This is what people used in the stoner films and on sitcoms, where the average non-black youth received their initial images of weed-smoking culture. My parents had sent me to a white high school, so these were also my identifications. But after 3 p.m., when I returned from the wide, suburb-like avenues of Chicago's Beverly and Morgan Park neighborhoods, where my high school sat and its students lived, I was back to being an average black youth. And in my neighborhood, most kids thought of hookahs as some sort of elaborate, hilarious, rich white kid contraption. Joints were tiny and useless. Never mind that the black kids' parents had used these same things while growing up in the 70s. This was the 90s. This was the era of Dr. Dre and Snoop. If you didn't know how to roll a blunt and smoke it straight to the dome, you were an Oreo. Or at least, you couldn't handle the herb. Blunts tasted terrible to me and seemed a horrific way to partake. The paper was so thick, infused with that distinct heaviness of stale, cheap tobacco from its former life, and who knows how long those old fillies sat behind gas station counters. The massive drags and the dizzying effect from the lingering tobacco, I wasn't a cigarette smoker, made me feel as if I wasn't even smoking weed. I simply didn't understand why black folks had to smoke that way to be cool. And of course, blunts murder the flavor of good shit. I tried learning to roll blunts, since culturally I was already leading two lives. Yet I could never get it right. After a while, I no longer had a desire. I simply became the hippie. And since I had cleavage, my joints and bowls simply made me cute.